The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
There we go. Good morning. Good morning.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
It's a zoo. It's a zoo with Piscopo and Morano and Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. Mr. Sinatra right there. His birthday tomorrow, by the way. Should I try to switch him now? So, wait, I have to tell you what happened. Hey, good morning. Great to have you with us. Happy Tuesday. We're streaming. If you go on Facebook now or on YouTube, you will see the shenanigans that we're going into. So I walk into the studio. And this is, we're the flagship station of a major media company. I guess they're fixing the windows, soundproofing the windows, because they broke the windows. And then when they cleaned the windows and replaced them, they broke them in the soundproofing. So sometimes you will hear we're in the air drilling like it was a dentist's office, right? So now they fixed it, but it's a mess in here. And I'm anal enough where it should have a nice.
I mean, it got the shot right on my fat gut. Sit up. My goodness.
Objects may seem closer than they appear on the camera. If you get a chance to carry your phone and watch the silliness, you'll just. So I can't stand that thing has been messed. If I don't say anything, this will stay an absolute disgraceful mess for months to come. I don't have to tell you, Matt. Do I have to put a memo in, Frankie Five Boroughs, a memo in to clean the studio? Then I come in. Now I put my headphones on. It's so irritating. Only one headphone is working. Don't you hate that when that happens? Only one headphone is working. So Al sterilized it. And let me see. And these are minor problems, by the way. Good morning. And we'll get into the news of the day because that's more important. But only me.
Unhook those, though.
I got to. Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, you got to unhook it from that.
Maybe it's this. Maybe it's this.
It could be. That could need to be adjusted.
Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah. So unplug that.
You see all the engineers jumping to help me?
Sorry.
I got Al. Frank's top.
My belly will get in the way of the camera. That's the problem. It'll be a readout.
It is. It's that. It's not holding.
It is. Okay. So
why can't we just fix anything?
I don't.
Why is it everything always
because
broken
you know what
in
the
studio?
Is? Something
no,
happened.
I don't know
no,
what
no,
the
no.
problem is.
I'll tell you what it is.
It's like
we have people in the studio over the weekend, and nobody says anything
about,
to the chief engineer.
Why can't I have like our friend Kevin McCullough a big picture of myself, a big Kevin McCullough sign? It says Joe Piscopo, pictures of myself all over the studio, and a studio that works.
I heard him talking about that the other day. He said it's because we have a communal studio that we have to share, whereas he has a dedicated studio that's his own.
Why does he have a dedicated studio that's his own?
The guy's on an
hour
a day.
I don't understand that.
It's the most compelling hour
he
in
drinks
all of
your
radio.
Whiskey. He drinks your whiskey, and he has his own studio.
All right, so this is good. So I have a communal studio, and I'm a sharing kind of guy.
That's right.
All right, I'll buy that. So when Jeannie Zeno is kind
she
of
won't need headphones.
And she never uses headphones. She doesn't. Yeah. She was great. That was a good media thing about Jeannie.
Yeah, she was terrific on Fox News yesterday.
She's always terrific.
Yeah,
and Jeannie's coming in at 7:30, and we have a great show for you. Believe it or not, there is a radio show.
She's actually this
here.
Hour. She's going to be in.
She's coming in at 6:40. I see it. Frank, right. Thank you for your hard work.
That means you can't walk her to a car.
I'm dying. Can we change it to 9 o'clock?
Well, you know, I mean, just saying.
Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice is with us, founder of Blue Lives Matter with the NYC. We're going to talk to Joseph. Now, the news locally is the police were called to a food stamp place. And where was this, in Brooklyn, Frankie? Is that where that was?
That's right.
And then there was a mom holding on to her baby, so they had to take the baby away from the mom. And it's a terrible, terrible situation. It's no win for anybody. We always support the police. And I come before the microphone this morning always supporting the New York Police Department. It is an impossible job. Gal's on the floor at the food stamp place, right? She's getting food. She's on the floor because why? There's no place to sit for her or the baby. And she's on the floor. Who can't sit on the floor or get her a chair, for crying out loud? What do? They call the police. What is that? Oh, call the police because there's a mother with a child on the floor? So now what are the police supposed to do? It's a no-win situation. So they try to take the baby away from the mother. Now it's all the rage in New York, you know? And we support the police, and Commissioner O'Neill's completely on top of this. He is so on. He was on top of this. He already tweeted out. He's looking into it. They're checking out body cams. So, please, I'm so tired of the police being vilified. But in this situation, if there's a mom sitting at a food stamp place and she's sitting on the floor because there's no chairs, why don't you just leave her the heck alone? Why? Just leave her there. Don't call the police. Who calls 911 if you see a mother on the floor? Excuse me. Do we know who called 911?
I think that the police might have already been at the HRA facility. I believe
there was security there, then they called 911.
I believe the agency called 911 to have the woman removed.
Well, how about a chair for the lady? That would have been nice.
Well, apparently there were no chairs left. They didn't want her sitting on the floor. Somebody could have gotten up.
That's exactly right. That's a very good point, Albert. Somebody could have gotten up and had the lady with the baby take, "Would you like my chair, ma'am?" Right. Something like that. And it blows into a whole situation. But I think baby's okay. The mother's okay. But now, and Commissioner O'Neill's completely on top of this. So we'll work this out. All right. But just an unfortunate situation. And if you see a mom sitting on the floor with a baby, just stand up. "Excuse me, ma'am. Would you like to sit down, please? Would you like to sit down?" Don't call the police, for goodness sake. Holy moly. Mike Lindell, live in the studio. He has done so much. He's got a film that he produced we're going to talk about. He's really working hard against opioid addiction with the White House. And Mike is just a great American, just proud, a great American. I'm always proud to have Mike Lindell on the show. Marilyn and Peter Pianelli are here. You know, they're the inventors of, and you know me, I like everything that's new and original and fun and that can help you, headlight harness. So the inventors of Headlight Harness, this is a New Jersey couple, came up with this idea. You ever think of starting a business? You got to hear Peter and Marilyn and how they started it and what they did to get this great business going. Headlight Harness, you know, that I have for Otis that you should get for your dog, really. Mike Gallagher's coming in. So Oz Perlman is great. Oz Perlman is like one of these mentalists. Now, if you get a chance to go on your phone and go to am970answer.com, at Jersey Joe Piscopo, on Twitter. You'll be able to see us on Twitter if he's on YouTube. You want to watch Oz Perlman coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. He can read. I don't know what this guy does. He reads minds. Something about this guy's unbelievable. And he Frank came out on his show. I saw him at the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey event a week before last. He was unbelievable. That we could find you. And if you get a chance to watch it, you want to watch it because we're going to play it. It works on the radio. Works better on TV. And we want you to watch it. So am970answer.com. And David Burke, yay, Super Chef David Burke, will join us. He's coming in the studio live. Joe on the radio. So, and I want to thank, I'm going to do this. Watch if I can. Look at this. How nice this is. This is from our listener, Hank. Is that beautiful? So I can't, I'm like directionally challenged. Decoratingly challenged. So I'm trying to put, I want to put the wreath right there. So if we can get a nail, mat or something, I'll put the nail in there. Do I have to write corporate? Do I have to write corporate to get the nail? Yeah. Is corporate in town, by the way? Because it's mighty clean around here. It's mighty, except for the studio. It's mighty clean. I thought, as soon as I walked in, the back room where the sales department is all clean, everything's in order. I said, corporate must be in town. It's the only time it's clean around there. George, if you would. And good morning, Matt and Georgia. Thank you. This is what I showed. This is online. Look at this. You go close on that, George. I'll hold that right for you. This is from Pompeii Gift Baskets. Look at this, from Jerry Crowley, our boss. And I guess Phil and Laura, if you can see, that's as close as you can go. We'll see. Look at it. It says, look at that. Is that beautiful? They engraved a wine bottle.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
That's nice.
Isn't that beautiful? So I'll read it. Merry Christmas to New York's number one morning man, Joe Piscopo, AM 970. And that is so beautiful.
That's sharp.
Yeah, isn't that great? That's so cool like that.
Apparently Frank and I are getting one.
Yeah, it's in the mail.
I got a beer gift basket.
You got a beer, is it?
Yeah.
They must have meant to send it to Al.
It's okay. Yeah,
you got it.
Well, they sent me a text yesterday saying it was going to be delivered today. But, of course, somebody 21 or older has to sign for it. So the good thing was I went out to FedEx. I'm having it dropped off at a facility, so this way I can go pick it up because nobody will be home.
Very smart. Very smart. Hey, so now the invitation to the station Christmas party. Now, see,
only for us.
Al printed that for you.
Well, thank you, Al. Thank you. They never asked, Joe, are you available when we have the Christmas? Not one person asked me.
You kidding?
No. No. Joe, before we plan, when they do the station cruise, they always go, Joe, give us the date. Right. Laura always says, well, Laura had a baby, so it's a little minor detail. So can we wish her all the very best.
Minor.
And I'm being
Joe, are you
being
available
facetious.
Next Tuesday?
Facetious.
Huh? You available next Tuesday?
Why, what's next Tuesday?
The Christmas party.
I'm not. I got to go see Charlie at a Christmas pageant down in a school. And that's what I'm saying. So the kids, you got to do it with the kids. I'll try to work it all in. I'll try to do it all. But nobody go, Matt, if before they do something, maybe ask Joe. They don't care. They
I
don't care
to my
if
mom.
I. They don't care. They don't care if I got a headphone working. They don't care if I got anything working. It's like we show up. You know what, Frankie? That's why we're the blue collar.
Exactly.
We're in the blue collar of radio. It's grunt work. They think it's nice. They think a car picks me up. The hotel tells me. You know what the hotel?
I don't think anyone thinks.
You know what the hotel tells me? I call up and I'm late and I'm running and it's crazy. I got to do 10,000 things on the way into New York last night. Right? I said, let me get in. Let me drive back in and I'll say, hey. So I call the hotel. The hotel that we have a like, quote-unquote deal with. And I say, do you have a room? Oh, yeah, well, we're very crowded. I don't ever hear that. I want to say, yes, whatever you need, Mr. Piscopo, is what I want to hear. Oh, well, we're very, very nice, by the way. We're very crowded. Oh, and yes, we can give you the room, but you have to check out at 12 noon. Now, today, after the show, we've got video for, I'm doing a video for Brent Bozell for the Media Research Journey, Media Research Center. We're going on a great cruise, I'll tell you about when that comes close. But I do a video for that. I'm doing another video greeting for all the great sponsors on the show. We got a lot to do. I'll never get back to the hotel by noon. So what do I got to do? Wake up. You got to gather all your stuff up, right? You got to leave. By noon, God forbid I should stay past noon. They should say noon. No, this is grunt work we're here. We are here and we like it because it makes us more regular people. You buying any of this?
I do.
It's so
I'm
true.
Not.
Hey, no, Al, you're going to complain no matter what.
Yeah.
Hey, great to have you with Hank Paporo. Thank you, buddy. This is the nicest wreath I've seen. This is a beautiful, look at that beautiful wreath. And you know, you'll notice the ornament has a P on it. And that's probably for Piscopo, we hope. So we appreciate that very, very much. And the bottle. And who sent this now? Who sent this?
That is from Marianne Vistola.
Thank
and
you,
her
Marianne.
Husband,
thank you.
I believe, is Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Or Tony. Either Tom or Tony.
Not that guy.
Thank you. We appreciate it very much. Hey, so big news in Washington today. Nancy Pelosi is going to be meeting with Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are with Donald Trump about the wall. What's going to happen with the wall? I have to tell you, the wall thing, I almost feel they did it under the radar. I wish they would just build the wall. Just, you're going to build it? Build it. Just build it. Build it. Just say, but we always were told that Mexico is going to build the wall. And you have to objectively say, what happened to Mexico? Are they building the wall? Are we? It may be that USMCA package that we got is part of Mexico paying for the wall because the president will save us billions of dollars with that USMCA package. Maybe that's what it is. So we're going to see about that and see what happens. But Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi at the White House today, anything could happen. And then, Frankie, tell me about they're decorating the Holland Tunnel. They want to decorate the Holland Tunnel?
Well, so I thought of you when I saw this story.
Well, of course. And I'll tell you why in a second. You know what I'm thinking because I think I've said it before. Yeah.
Exactly. So a gentleman has gotten a great deal of attention in New Jersey because he is calling for a decor change. So he's taken on the Port Authority.
Decor change.
Yeah. Over holiday decorations that are hoisted over the entrance to the Holland Tunnel. They've done this for years. The Port Authority placed three pieces of decor above the Holland Tunnel sign. A wreath over the O, a Christmas tree over the first N, and another wreath over the U. So Corey Windelspect has started a change.org petition trying to get the page to shift the tree to the A, which is more similar in shape than an N. Now, Windelspect has received so far
more than 500 signatures and a whole lot of media attention, and he's scheduled to personally make his point to the Port Authority during a meeting.
So it doesn't
this
look
week.
Like it's not in perspective. It's not set up evenly like that. No, that's not the problem with the Holland Tunnel. Is when you come into New York, and it's New York City, it's the greatest city in the world, and you come in from Jersey into the Holland Tunnel, and even the Lincoln Tunnel. I can remember 40 years ago when I first started coming into the comedy clubs. The same wall is there. The same weeds coming out of the wall are there. You know, the same. They won't fix it up. They will not fix up. What you go out there, California and Florida, you understand, because the weather's better. You know, I know it's tough. Put fake flowers up. I'll take that. And when the fake flowers get dirty, that you see sometimes, right, where they put the flowers up, they get dirty because of all the cars. Replace the flowers. They need to. They really should fix it up. It should be more. It should be more. The guy's right. What's his name?
Corey Windelspect.
I almost used a bad word.
You should invite him on the show.
Windelspect. Well, I like it, though. He wants it in perspective. Yeah. But I would say, yes, make the Holland Tunnel prettier. Hey, Jeannie Zano's coming up in this hour. You don't want to miss Jeannie. She's great. And we're going to talk politics and see what's going on down in Washington. What exactly? Chief of staff? Who's going to be the chief of staff? You hit the nail on the head, Five Boroughs. You said Mark Meadows. Boom, boom, and boom.
Well,
they
we
think that's going to be it.
Happen, right? So
how'd you
about,
know that?
I'm just.
Are you doing Cornyn?
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing Oz Perlman.
Oz Perlman, I know the chief of staff is.
Exactly. But, you know, I just read what was reported. So they're talking about maybe Mark Meadows, maybe David Bossie, maybe Chris Christie, maybe Mick Mulvaney. Nobody knows.
At least if Chris Christie is the chief of staff, it'll be calm down there in the White House.
Exactly.
Can you imagine? I would love that. Anthony Scaramucci, Chris Christie as the White House chief of staff. Bring it on. Either or. Maybe together they should do it. That would be great. Debbie, good morning. How you doing? Nice to see you.
I see you guys. I'm enjoying seeing you guys right on my little camera here. Chris Christie, wouldn't that be exciting?
Oh, I tell you, not a dull moment down there. There would be fighting constantly. I love it. Shut up and sit down. I mean, it would be great. Come on.
Get out of the White House. Never mind, get off the beach, right?
You know, would happen. Hey, Deb, great to have you with us this morning. A busy, busy morning here on AM 970 The Answer. You're watching on YouTube and Facebook, and certainly on AM970TheAnswer.com. How are we doing out there traffic-wise, Deb?
Let me tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Over on 27 northbound, getting up toward Plainfield Avenue, Edison, all lanes closed with a broken water main. 37 out by the Tunney Mathis Bridge. It's an accident. That's in Toms River. And 80 east, exit 39 in Denville. A collision blocking two lanes. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 25, Holland about 30 minutes in right now, as you mentioned, the Holland Tunnel. And 287 eastbound out by 8E, getting out past White Plains. That's an overturned tractor trailer and a debris spill, so watch for slowdowns there. And on the New England Thruway, 95 South, right into the New Rochelle Tolls. It's an accident blocking one lane. Still busy as you head over to the Whitestone Bridge. Whitestone Bridge is busy as you get in toward the Bronx. We're getting reports of an accident as well as you head to the southbound side of the Cross Island. Watch for some delays as well, right past the Whitestone Bridge with an accident being cleared. Sunny today, a high of 39. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Did you get your Quip toothbrush yet? You got to get your Quip toothbrush yet. I love it. I have it. It's cost effective. It's the ultimate Christmas gift. Everything I'm going to tell you this morning, by the way, is now. I didn't go shopping yet. Oh, I'm panicking. Just listen to Joey. We're going to tell you how you can get the gifts. Use my code. Boom. I do the same. I do it. I use my own code. And I send out gift baskets, toothbrushes, razors. I got it all for you. Hey, stay tuned. We'll take care of you. The Quip is the it gift, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. I just love new, I don't want to use the word gadget because this is not a gadget. This is actually a great thing that will help you with sensitive gums because it has sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your gums, and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Is that wild? It is so cool. This Quip toothbrush, so state-of-the-art, so sleek, so easy to use. You know, I got another toothbrush in my bathroom at home. I look at it. It's the old one. What was I using that for? It goes, it's like a jackhammer on your teeth. You know, the Quip is so smooth. You have got to try this. And Quip is the gift that keeps refreshing with brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. Quip looks like a big ticket tech gift, you know, with a stocking stuffer price. How much, you ask me? $25. Just like that. If you go to getquip.com/Piscopo right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You know what? You got to order now. You got to get on this because here comes Christmas, right? Here comes Christmas. Still got a couple days of Hanukkah left. You want to get a quick gift? This is it. Get your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Piscopo.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Laura Schaefer at 212-857-9639. 212-857-9639.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring.
It's that morning! It's that morning! Just like that, boom! I was so enjoying the song. There it is.
Just cut out.
You know what the problem is, honestly? The board is from WOR in 1978.
You know what this is?
Yeah, no, it's an old board. We need a whole new system, but it's great. We'll make it work.
Today is the 10-year anniversary of my dad dying.
Oh.
This is him manipulating everything.
Interesting.
You hung up the wreath, it fell.
Yeah,
the music doesn't work.
Do you know
your headphones?
You know, I believe that. I honestly believe that. I believe that because I remember I was at a funeral once for a pal recently, and then his one of the family members gets up to do a speech, you know, at the end in the church. The fire alarm goes off.
Oh, boy.
It was too planned. So everybody said, and it was great. Everybody said, and we lost a great friend this year. His name was Frankie Calabrese. What a great guy. I miss him every day. A great guy. A part of the group, The Accidentals. This is the Ray Chambers group. True Newark guys who do nothing but great things for the city of Newark. And Frankie was a great guy. And he had passed away right before. As soon as they got up, the fire alarm went off. Everybody said, we didn't even think about it. It's Frank. It's Frank playing a practical joke. It had to be. I mean, you could tell that's exactly what's happening. Could you talk to your dad?
He was in my dream 2 weeks ago. Remember with Chris Christie and Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah. I had a crazy dream yesterday, too. When Oz Perlman comes in, perhaps he could talk with Al's dad. Are you allowed to do that?
He's not a medium, right? He's a medium.
He's an extra large. Right. I'll tell you, it's all right. It's okay. Yeah, you know, I had a crazy dream, too. I had a dream. I was it was Broadway. And I was with Joe Barber, my friend. Joe Barber just crushing it around the country in The Bronx Tale. Excuse me, playing Sonny. And we were about to go on. I couldn't get to the theater, number one. Number two, I couldn't get my script. That's a terrible dream.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. I need to see my words, man. I don't know what the script is. And Joe and I were just hanging out. It was Sonny. It was in Los Angeles. Mm. And we're going to the theater. And I couldn't get there. And I couldn't get the script. That's a frustrating feeling.
I can imagine.
Control. You
know, huh? Hmm?
Loss of control.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Loss of control? That's my mantra in life, loss of control. Mm-hmm. Running around, trying to rush in yesterday. Telling
Dad,
have the hotel.
Stop.
Yeah, have the hotel Please. Tell me, you got to check out. You got to check out by noon. I could stay in the Four Seasons, the Peninsula, every great, the Ritz-Carlton down by Battery Park City. They would never, it's okay. Take your time,
so
Mr.
What if
Piscopo.
You don't? Yeah. So what if you, no, seriously, it's a serious question.
I have gone back to my room and stuff has been gone. Gone. Really? Listen to me. Gone. So they move stuff anyway. So I have to call the front desk and I go, where's my stuff? And they go, oh, we don't know. So I have to wait till a week later till they find it in the lost and found. I promise you. This is my life.
We don't know.
Yeah. They don't know. Because
this isn't an airport baggage where your bags can
housekeeping
be
comes in. They take care of the room. They clean the room very nicely. They do a great job over there. Right. But they move stuff and you gotta track it. So if you're like a second past 12 o'clock. Like that. Oh, I just don't like the rules, you know?
Yeah.
You know, in my new contract, what should I ask for? A new board.
No rules.
Headphones that work. A hotel room, Frankie?
They're never going to give you that.
That's not going to happen.
Come on.
Look at that. Matt, what? Matt just fell over laughing, right? Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. I didn't say car.
There's certain things you can ask for. Oh, that's not one.
My Lord. Anyway, hey, we're going to make Jeannie Zano is going to be with us momentarily. It's 6:29 right now. A lot to get into. Chief of Staff. I am so upset with what's going on with this Robert Mueller situation that it's become the mantra of the Democrats. There's no initiative. There's no helping people in need. There's no reaching out to the inner cities of the United States of America, which we'll be talking to Mike Lindell about. Under this administration, there is an initiative to help the inner cities with that Ben Carson is doing and Mike Lindell is doing. It would be nice if the Democrats today, Pelosi and Schumer, talked to the president and helped out the most stressed citizens of the United States. America first. They're going to be talking about the border and about separating families and all that, which, of course, we got to take care of, but let's take care of ourselves first. I just humbly submit that. GD Zeta will come in live in the studio. It's 6:30 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Frankie Five Burrows is here, and Debbie's got the traffic, but Big Al standing by. Hopefully, we'll get through. Al's father is paying us a visit today. That's why there's a lot of glitches.
Get back where you're supposed to be.
And so Al's got the headline news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
29 degrees at 6:31. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police have reportedly made an arrest in the apparent road rage death of an off-duty New York City firefighter. Authorities had been looking for the driver who fatally attacked 33-year-old Faisal Cotto on the Belt Parkway in Brooklyn after a minor accident. News 4 New York is reporting that U.S. Marshals and the NYPD arrested the suspect at a hotel in South Amboy, New Jersey, and a girlfriend may also be in custody. Cotto, a 3-year department veteran, found lying next to his damaged Ford Mustang early Sunday. It's believed he was hit in the head when he got out of his car to talk to the driver. Two people from New York are in Monmouth County custody after being arrested with drugs, stolen items, and weapons in Wall Township. Police say Anthony Miko of Islip and Ashley Shroko of Huntington, both hamlets on Long Island, were arrested last week following a traffic stop on New Bedford Road near Route 35. The two allegedly found in possession of crack, pot, stolen credit cards, and handguns that had been defaced and made untraceable. Miko also charged for reportedly making terroristic threats against a cop. In sports, the Rangers gave up a hat trick to Steven Stamkos in a 6-3 loss to the Lightning. Devils scored first before the Sharks pulled away for a 5-2 win in San Jose. New Jersey has lost 8 of its last 9. The Devils are last in the East with 28 points. And in Monday Night Football, the Seahawks scored 18 points in the fourth quarter to break open a 3-0 game and beat the Vikings 21-7. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Busy Slauson Ave out through the Verrazano Bridge. It's still kind of busy for you on the Grand Central Parkway West, getting out past the Cross Island and the Cross Bronx westbound, slowing down out toward 3rd Avenue. Inbound side of the GWB 25, Lincoln 30, Holland 30. It's busy on 80 eastbound, exit 39 in Denville, with a collision taking a few lanes. 27 northbound up by Plainfield Ave and Edison, all lanes closed. That's all due to a broken water main to deal with. And 27 in Rahway, an accident reported there as well. Let's go to 287 eastbound, out by exit 80, out past White Plains. It's an overturned truck and a spill. And the New England Thruway south at the New Rochelle tolls, an accident there as well. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of about 40, mostly sunny tomorrow, high of about 42 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Planning a holiday, office, or corporate party? How about a family get-together, birthday party, dinner party, or black tie event? DR Catering, the official caterer of AM 970 The Answer, will create a custom menu that fits your taste and style and offer unique and extensive menus, custom made for your specific needs. With expert consultation from setup to cleanup, the professional and friendly staff at DR Catering will be with you every step of the way, from budget planning, staffing, and location selection to floral design and decor. See your party come to life. Featuring traditional family-style food as well as following the latest food trends, DR Catering is dedicated to satisfying all your dietary needs. DR Catering also specializes in social, corporate, and pharmaceutical catering. Let them cater your next business lunch. To make your event a memorable one, call Dominic at 201-673-7380. That's 201-673-7380, or visit them online at drcatering.com.
Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors & Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors & Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There is no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500, or visit their website, connorsandsullivan.com. Everyone keeps talking about unemployment in the country being at record lows. Well, that might be true, but ask yourself, are you happy with your job? Do you like what you do? Do you make enough money for your family? If you answered no to any of these questions, then maybe you should learn about the opportunities in court reporting. Did you know that court reporting is a really exciting field and is completely in demand? In fact, NCRA, the National Court Reporters Association, has been reporting that there's over 5,000 job openings that just can't be filled. Courts really rely on reporters, and the earning potential is fantastic. But obviously, you'll want to know if this is the career for you. Well, for the next few weeks, NCRA has teamed up with Plaza College to help students learn about court reporting with a free introductory program called A to Z. To learn more about it, call Plaza College at 718-509-6399. That's 718-509-6399, or visit plazacollege.edu. That's plazacollege.edu.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold
so Dina Martin, my buddy Dina Martin, was on Fox News. She was great, sticking up for her father for doing the song. It was great. Jeannie Zany with us. Jeannie, hi.
Did you just call me Zany?
Zany. Jeannie.
Is that
anything?
Show.
Anything could happen. Jeannie Zany, professor, doctor Jeannie Zany was. Is that politically incorrect, that song, Jeannie? I mean, really. Baby is cold outside. Does it offend you as a woman?
No, and I have to tell you that there. Oh, sorry. Am
no, no,
I?
No, no, no,
I've never done this before. This is my first time. Thank you.
I stole your microphone. I stole your headphones, actually. Yeah.
No, and I'll tell you how I know, because when you have faculty members sending a story like that around, and I was on a chain where I received it saying, isn't this over the top ridiculous?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you know it's gone way too far.
Yeah.
That's my judge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're a pretty liberal bunch, the faculty. So if they say it's too far, you know it's way too far.
But you're not really like crazy. You're very objective. But you're very reasonable.
Just crazy. Did you say I'm not crazy?
No, you're not crazy, right? You know, crazy like
concerned. I don't think so. I think I'm very reasonable.
You were great. That Mediaite article, I told Frankie. Frankie sent me the article. That was great.
Yeah.
Because who are you talking to? Rob Schmidt, who's great.
Rob.
Yeah, he's great.
He used to be local. And then when he first came to Fox, you didn't do this because you're too big for this.
No.
But those of us who are on the lower echelons, we would do the Fox online. Remember, it used to be, you don't even know. So you're
before
too big.
Before Fox. strategy friends.
Room. Rob used to do that, so I used to do that with him. And then he showed up on Fox and Friends first. He's very good.
Yeah, they do a great job in the morning, right before Fox and Friends.
It's super early.
Well, it's like 4 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
But they're at 4 o'clock, 4:30?
And they do one of these things yesterday where they say, you're on at 5:52. So the makeup is coming, got my eyelashes, I love. Hair not yet. See, you don't have hair issues. They don't do my hair. But then they change the time. Oh, no, now you're on at 5:40.
Boom.
And the hair person's like, oh, we can't do that. And then, so I had to go on with my hair like that.
But you always look good, Jeannie.
Thank
the
you,
thing
Joe
is, what they were talking about, something, and then about how
about Comey's testimony.
And you went in, and they said that the Democrats didn't get what they wanted. And you're saying, wait, it was the Republicans looking for something. And that was very smart.
Yeah, it was the Republicans who invited him in. They still control the House. And they're having him in again in 2 weeks. They said, I don't know if that's
Jeannie, how do you say it respectfully? They had 2 years to do comprehensive immigration reform. They had 2 years to do the wall thing that's happening today with Pelosi and Schumer and the president. Yeah, I mean, don't they hold some responsibility for not getting these things done? The Republicans, I mean?
They do. And interestingly, I have a theory. I think it may actually be easier for the president to work with the Democrats if Pelosi can hold her caucus together, which is the problem that Paul Ryan had and John Boehner before him. Because that's the problem the Republicans had when you talk about should they be blamed, is holding that caucus together. When the caucus gets so big and so diverse and you have people who are moderates like Pete King from New York.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, he's conservative, but he's more on the moderate side. Then you have some people more on the right from other parts of the country. It's awfully tough to hold those caucuses together.
That's brilliant. You think that they could work out something?
I think it's possible. And, and you know, we've seen it here in New York. I mean, I have to tell you, I know he's Italian and we love him. God bless him. Third term Cuomo. But look at, he's going to have a harder time, I think, having a Democratic Senate and a House than he did, or Assembly.
Oh, you think he'll have a tougher time? The governor will.
He's going to be pushed harder. So I think he was able to do some things just like Chris Christie was. Sometimes that they're able, strange bedfellows work. So I don't know.
You know, that's a great that's a great analogy.
And the president is willing to compromise on a lot of these
things. Well, he said, like, Frankie and I always talk about it. When we said, hey, President Trump will go in there, he'll go up against the swamp, and he's his own guy, and he will use some social conscious issues. Mike Lindell's coming on talking about the inner cities. It's Donald Trump that we got to talk to the inner cities about. Where are the Democrats on this, by the way?
Exactly.
So your point is well taken.
I don't know if you saw the editorial or if you talked about the editorial in the Times. I think it's today about de Blasio and the horrific picture of the woman being her child being pulled from her arms. You know, and those are things they had. They started with a quote of de Blasio talking. Oh, there it is. It's a horrible picture.
Yeah.
And the Times editorial started with, you know, him criticizing Trump for what happened on the border, separating parents and children.
Whoa.
And yet here he is overseeing a city where something like, now that's not to say he's directly responsible for it,
but
their point was he hasn't spoken out against it or talked about it at
all. Yeah, fair enough, I think.
Yeah, I think it's
fair. And that poor gal, I said, you know.
Oh, it's horrific.
And we unapologetically and totally support the NYPD. They have such a tough job, but this
and
gal,
we don't know quite the circumstances.
But this gal, all she needed was a chair.
Yeah.
If there's, and like we're saying, if the, you got your baby, the mother with the baby, can you sit down? Somebody stands up and gives the gal a chair.
Yeah.
Or she's on the floor. Can you just let her be on the floor
until
she takes care of her business and gets out of there?
Yeah, no, and it's always hard when we see these videos and these pictures. We don't know the context of what was happening, but the mayor should have stepped up and said something. And you're right, because the NYPD have a really tough job, and they do a great job.
So it's a 6:42 with one of our favorite people on planet Earth, Professor Jeannie Zeno.
Now, are you feeling more energetic? I'm worried.
You're worried? Yeah, you know what? I think...
I'm worried. What's going on, Joe?
Well, I think I took some supplements overnight. I'm very, very holistic in that regard.
Yeah.
And I could feel very calm, though. Calm to the point where I may just drop.
It's okay. They're going to hold the show together. No, you know what I always say? Do you wonder, like, if you dropped, I always think about this in class, and I say to the students, like, if I passed out, would you just walk over me and leave?
Yeah,
or would you just call somebody?
No. Kevin McCullough would come in like this, go, I'm ready. Hi, Jill. Ready?
No. I got it.
Are you kidding me?
He's waiting outside to take your chair.
That's what I always wonder. Like, would they know? Like, would they even bother to
would
call
they care?
911?
No, they don't. We're going to save ourselves money. Joe is down. Put Frankie Five Burrows on the air.
We're good to ago.
We don't know. Worry about a hotel room. I got to worry about complaining about the soundboard and the headphones.
All that stuff.
I mean, let them drop. Boom. And I can feel it, but you're perking me up.
I'm here to energize you, Joe.
Oh, but you do. But you do.
I don't know why I'm screaming as if I need to scream into the microphone.
Where do you
like
have to go with? Where do you
have to? Or something? Didn't he used to scream?
He did.
Unnecessarily.
He was great. I miss Regis.
Love him.
I miss Regis on TV.
I do too.
Hey,
he
so
was awesome.
Where are you going after this? You got to go all the way to Midtown?
Yep, and to the West Side.
Did you drive down again? Did you drive?
Now, I don't want all the other your other guests to be jealous, but now they are helicoptering me.
Now they're choppering in. Yeah. Get me to the Joppa. Get Jeannie
you know,
to the Joppa. Now.
Now. I just want to say, Jerry, all I do is call. I say, I'm coming in.
Jerry,
and he sends it.
Bring in the Joppa. So this is good. No, did you drive down yourself? I know you did.
I did, and my tire pressure is low. Not that it has anything to do with politics, but just as I got here, I told my friend, what the heck, my tire pressure's, it's like the fifth time this has happened.
So you drove down, did you park at the same place that we couldn't find?
Yes.
You and I did a tour of Wall Street?
Now I know where it is.
That was so much.
It's super
I had
close
the best time.
To your point.
Everybody, they're all busting my chops. I had the best time because we toured Wall Street.
Yeah.
I said, where's the garage, Jeannie? And it was it not my responsibility as the chivalrous host of this program to say, and again, and I respect you for your intelligence, for you being really one of the great minds in politics. That's what we love having you on. You're
as
a doctor, you're a professor. No, so you said, I don't know where my car is. I said, allow me to, was I not chivalrous?
Chivalrous.
Was that sexist that I did that? I said, you're my friend.
No.
Come on, Jeannie, let's go find the car.
Yes.
So we go, we look for the car. You have no idea where the garage is. And we walked around all of Wall Street. We went down. We took a nice tour. And then I knew where my garage is. And I go, you know, let me show you where my garage is. This is two people from out of the city walking around.
Like an idiot.
And Jeannie was in my garage. I know this. This looks awfully familiar. And Freddie was there. My guy was there.
I think he's there this morning. I'm not sure.
You went to the same place?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
you.
But
I'm a little concerned because I use an app where you pay in advance.
I could pay that garage in advance?
Yeah. I mean, can I say it or do they need to pay a fee?
He'll never use it. He'll never use it. His phone will never work properly for him to use.
No, but I'm an app guy. Maybe I
it's called Best Parking, the
cool.
app. And that's an advertisement.
Cool.
You should.
I'll get a royalty.
So what do you do? How do you do? You show the phone to Freddie?
You just show it to him. The only thing is I get there and the garage door was closed and I go, oh crap. But then it opens, like right when I got there. I don't know if it has a sensor.
They probably have a camera.
I was so confused because I was like, oh, gosh, because I already paid in
advance. I talked to Freddie. I knew you were coming.
Thank you.
Open sesame. It's Jeannie Zeno coming. So that's great. But I still got a tip.
Best parking. Frank has it.
I do. It's great.
It's a great app.
Can you put your tip in? Tip in the app?
I don't think so.
Because I always tip in person. I always end up hitting.
Yeah,
I always tipping too heavy.
I don't think so. I've never seen that.
You could do that. But it's great. You know why? Because you put in the address, and it pops up with all the options, and then you choose where you want to be, the cost, everything.
Look at you. Hey, so back to politics, if we can, Doctor. Chris Christie is chief of staff. Come on. I think he's got Anthony Scaramucci. Come on. Rip it up down there. Double down, Mr. President.
Now, I want to ask, and Frank may know this.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a female chief of staff?
Very good. Very well said and fair enough.
Can
Kellyanne Conway? I would like to see Kellyanne if they did.
I was volunteering myself, Joe.
Oh.
But go to Kellyanne if you must. Please.
Kind of like
this. This is like when he goes to D.C.
Oh, I know.
I mean, everybody else's name comes up.
Kellyanne,
I don't know, though.
I still feel bad about that.
Yeah, I mean, Kellyanne.
Now you have an open invitation to anything at any time. All right.
Thank you.
I feel bad. I went to D.C., Andrew Giuliani called, said we're celebrating Italian Americans. And I said, oh, Zeno, I should have called you.
Oh, who do I know that's Italian? No one.
But you think, you know.
So I do think Chris Christie has a real shot at it.
Really?
He might. I don't know. Mm. You know. This, you know, the good thing is you don't need to be confirmed by the Senate. Not that it would be trouble because it's Republicans. So really has wide latitude to choose somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, but I
he has
thinking,
wide everything. Hey, whoa, hey, sorry. I am
but
so
I'm
sorry.
Just thinking
I apologize.
He could really make sort of history if he chooses a female chief of staff, because it hit me this morning. I don't think we've
never.
Ever
I just looked it up.
Thank you.
No, there's never been a female chief of staff.
So if this happens, I would like to be paid for this as well.
You know what? We will reach out. Jeannie, you would be great.
Thank you very much.
Because you would bring all the parties together.
I'm very detail-oriented.
You are.
Except on garages. But I really am.
Actually, you don't have to worry about the parking situation.
I wouldn't have to worry about parking
at the
White
House.
Except
Secret Service handles that.
I have good people I work with.
They have an app. The White House has an app.
The White House has an app.
You can go to the White House app to get it.
Can you imagine? The car's here, Mr. President. Wait, what? What happened?
No, that would be me. That would be me.
And I'm telling you, so the consulting firm I work for, what's it called? And you forgot.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. I have it right here. Applied Techonomics.
You say it beautifully.
Applied Techonomics.
We're going to help you on something that I'm going to keep secret.
Sure.
And we will go in and we will take over the White House and we will run it like a clock.
You could do that because I have all these very, very important people. Wait, and they love what they hear on the radio. They love the platform. So they say, let's buy something. And, like, I know how to buy. I go to Radio Shack. That's what I know.
We've got it under control. Say no more. I just told you we're going to get this
done.
So you
can go Applied Techonomics, can talk to all the big guns.
Applied Technomics is going to get this done for you.
And just say, hey, Joe needs a property.
I'm not kidding. I got it.
So the good news is Matt Zambon told me that, indeed, we have a new soundboard coming in. See, the station was ahead of me on that.
Things are looking up.
And and what if I could meet my hotel room? I couldn't get out by noon. You know, I got to get it. They kicked me out. You've got to leave.
Isn't it?
Can you give me 10 minutes? No, you've got to leave at noon.
You've got to leave. I have had that where it's like, but you know, if you stay at the nicer hotels, they don't do that.
Okay, Jeannie, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's a shot. I don't know where you're sitting.
Right across the bow. Bang.
I'm just saying, in my experience.
With this radio station, there are
really
no nice hotels.
Really bad ones. And
you mean the Holiday Inn Express. You mean I could up myself to the Holiday Inn Express? Or,
no, remember.
Oh, Club Quarters,
what
baby.
Where did we go in New Jersey last year? Where I came. And
the Boondocks out there? Yeah, we were at
Oakwood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, but what was that event?
Oh, it was the business
breakfast. It was a business breakfast.
Yeah. Remember where
Thanks
you guys
for remembering.
Stayed? Really remember where you
indelible.
Guys stayed for
Holiday
that?
Express.
Now, that was a fancy hotel.
Were you at that hotel?
But you guys were. You told me.
They did a good job.
They did a
great job.
Now, did they kick you out?
No. Thank you. Not only that, I got Chinese food.
Yeah.
Remember, Al? I got Chinese. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I had the gym. I had the gym that worked, and they didn't kick me out at 12 noon.
See?
Because I had to go with Frankie to have a drink at a bar. Oh, please.
That was this past year.
That time, no one got kicked out. But the time before that,
yeah.
You gave me your room because I checked out before our show because they stressed this.
It was a double bed. There wasn't one bed.
Joe had to go do Neil Cavuto.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, Frankie Five Boroughs, you could sleep in my room if you need a nap or something.
And
Joe said as he was leaving to the counter, he said extended checkout. Right. He just said it. He didn't wait for any acknowledgement or anything.
Was it honored?
No, it was not.
They came in and pulled you out of bed?
Yes. They start banging on the door like a bill collector come 12:01. No. I said, Joe said I could have an extended checkout. They said, we don't know anything about that. We never agreed to that.
All right.
Leave this room.
We gotta move on, but no, we have to note, female chief of staff, Mr. President, please.
And Jeannie Zano and Applied Technomics are coming in to take over. We're also going to help Joe with his... Don't talk about it, though, publicly, Joe, okay?
We won't. We'll talk about it, but I will up my game in hotels, and I won't get kicked out of 12.
Stay at certain, like, if you stay at the lower end, they need to turn over those rooms.
Yeah.
But right, you're end, right. Oh, he's going to kill us.
You're right.
And, I got to be quiet.
Somebody's got to escort you back to your car. Come on, we got to get back to your car. Good to see you. Jeannie, thank you.
So
you're the best.
You
are the best.
Do you feel more energized?
I do. I do. You totally picked me up. Debbie Duhame and Jeannie Zano.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We're just trying to get through. We're trying to muddle through life together. But Debbie will help you. She'll find your garage for you and get you through traffic this morning.
Find her garage without a problem. Call me anytime.
The Debbie Duhame app. That's what we need.
I'll check the map. I'll get you right where you have to go.
Debbie, how are we doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Jeannie. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here on 287 eastbound out by 8E, getting out through White Plains. That overturned truck is now on the shoulder. 95, the New England Thruway South. south exit 17, getting down through that area of New Rochelle. Watch for a collision. Inbound GWB about 35, getting reports of an accident on the lower level outbound at the GWB on that Fort Lee side. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 35 to 40. Holland about 30 as well. It's stop and go on 80 East exit 39 out through Denville. Accident, it's over on the shoulder, and 80 westbound through that area. Some police department activity to watch out for as well. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the Staten Island Expressway east out through the Verrazano and the LIE west right at the Cross Island. It's an accident right on that ramp, so watch out for some slowdowns there as well. Southbound side of the Van Wyck slowing down, heading right through Kew Gardens. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220. Or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, GiftBaskets.com.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny but cold today with a high of 39. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 30 in Midtown, 22 to 26 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, more sun than clouds, brisk and cold, high 40. Thursday, mostly cloudy and cold. There may be a snow shower in the afternoon west of the city, the high 38. AM 970, the answer.
Here we go.
Okay. Okay, we're good? We're good. Hi. Thank you, Al. It's 6:56. You don't want to miss this program. Why? Because we don't know what's going to happen as we go along. I want to tell you about the MyPillow 4-pack for Mr. Mike Lindell, who will join us live in the studio. He's coming in the 8 o'clock hour. And Mike is great. He's a great American, great patriot, a man of faith, and he comes up with the MyPillow, which we absolutely love. And Mike Lindell is now offering 50%. Over 50% off on two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. Free shipping, by the way. And they're extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. So since I started with sleeping with a MyPillow when I came to the station, best sleep in the world you're going to get. And I use the mattress topper. I love everything about Mike Lindell because he makes everything in America. Plus, you know what I love about it? There's a warranty on this. You have a 10-year warranty on the MyPillow. Now you get Mike's 4-pack offer. Over 50% off. Come on. You got the holidays. Over 50% off. Two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only. The money-back guarantee is extended till March 1st. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. I know you're driving. I know you're rushing around like I always do in the morning. Can you please remember this? MyPillow.com. You're going to get a great deal from Mr. Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970. I like that. Mr. Seeger.
Touring again.
Yeah. He's going out again?
He's out again. Actually, one of my favorite bands is opening for him on the West Coast.
Wait, now, there's no way. Even Oz Perlman, who's on, couldn't read the mind of Al's favorite band because it's so esoteric. Give me the name of the band would be?
The Record Company.
Exactly. Yeah. That one of my favorite all-time bands. Oh,
yeah. You'd love them.
Yeah?
They're right in your... Yeah.
They're opening for... If they're opening for Bob Seger...
On the West Coast. Not
that's cool. That is cool. Hey, we got a lot to get into this morning. Sergeant Joseph Imperich. Joe is a great guy. This is a great guy. He's the founder of Blue Lives Matter, and he has a big event coming up in April that we're going to tell you about. The inventors of the headlight harness that I keep telling you about. Now, this is Dork Dad talking. I love when a couple invents a great product. You're going to see Marilyn and Peter Pianelli. Piscopo in the morning. We're coming back live. Don't you go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
31 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Firefighters are paying tribute to an FDNY member who was killed in a road rage attack over the weekend. Police say 33-year-old Faisal Cotto beaten to death after he got into an argument with another driver on the Bell Parkway in Brooklyn. Firefighters stood outside Leone's funeral home in Greenwood Heights yesterday afternoon to salute Cotto as his body was brought there. A man is dead following a pedestrian-involved accident in Linden, New Jersey. Police say the unidentified 54-year-old man hit yesterday by a pickup truck at Northwood and Elizabeth Avenues, closing the road for several hours. Officials reporting the male victim has since died from his injuries. The incident is now under investigation. In sports, Lightning doubled up the Rangers 6-3, Sharks over the Devils 5-2, while the Seahawks beat the Vikings on Monday Night Football 21-7. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.